for 16 years, that event has marked the coming of spring. You know, it's like, I always thought, even when I worked at another organization, another company, I would always make sure I took that day off. Because what I did is I felt like that was a battery charger for the coming year. So it was a great way to meet other women, hear some amazing speakers, great breakout sessions, workshops, a luncheon that, you know, you get to meet people you've never met before, and a great expo. So each one of these places, people, excuse me, in every single one of the situations, it gave you the idea that anything was possible.
And well, I was going to say that, you know, I feel as though we just met with a lot of the female entrepreneurs that I've interviewed throughout the year, or 2 years rather, and a lot of them got their start, or at least got their contact with the Y Center through this symposium. I mean, that was kind of their first initial contact with you, and then it went from there.
Yeah, it seems, and that really is why the Y Symposium, how it was birthed. It really is, it's 16 years old this year. And the Wise Women's Business Center is 11 years old. So what happened was the symposium came along, you know, about 200 women attended and said, you know what, this is really exciting. I want to be an entrepreneur, but where do I start? There was nothing in town that really gave them, you know, some guidance and the resources that are now so prevalent in the Central New York region. So what we're doing is basically answering the call every day down at the Wise Women's Business Center and saying, you know what, you needed the, we always said, the symposium is the one day event and the Wise Women's Business Center is the 364 days per year event. So you come in, we answer the call, we say, you know what do you need and what did you see at the symposium that really got you going.
And you went from there, and look at it. We're many years down the road,
many
bigger and
years.
Better. Not too early to book your reservations for the WISE Symposium?
I would absolutely get online, wisesymposium.com or wisecenter.org. You'll be able to get either situation from a drop-down. And basically what I would say is, take a real good look at the agenda. Start doing some research on Rick Tamlin, who is going to be our keynote speaker, and some of the other people that are in the agenda. You're going to be really wowed by that kind of energy. And Rick is from last year. He was a breakout session person at last year and got such high marks. He sends out a blog every other, maybe every third day or something like that. You can read it in, you know, about 3 minutes. What information. He just connects with people. So this is going to be an amazing year.
Wonderful. Well, we have, I think, the perfect female entrepreneur for this month, because
Agreed.
Not only is she a woman business owner, but also involved with the WISE Symposium. Aggie Lechowitz is the owner of Active Joy Apparel, and it's nice to have you in the studio, Aggie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm going to ask you all about, you know, your connection with WISE and everything, yeah. But why don't you just kind of explain what your company is all about, and we'll go from there.
Yes. So Active Joy is a direct-to-consumer activewear brand. And it's a mission-based business. So our mission is to create value for our suppliers, customers, and their communities as measured by the triple bottom line, which is people, planet, and profit. So I really try to live at the intersection of those three things. And I really believe in this new way of doing business that's not just about shareholder value, but it's about value in a greater sense. It's about the value that we get from looking after the people that we work with and the people that we work for us and we work for, about leaving the planet better than how we found it, and about creating value for the customer, high quality for a good price, instead of this race to the bottom where it's cheaper quality material, cheaper materials to get a cheaper product. And then also making money as a business, because if we don't continue to run the business, then we can't do any good. So it's the intersection of all those things.
So explain a little bit about, is this online or you have a building? Tell me how it works.
I'm still in product development right now, but it's going to be an online-only company. So it's direct-to-consumer, which means I'm going to sell on my website, myactivejoy.com. And the reason that I'm doing that is to deliver that value to the customer that I was talking about. I would love to be able to have a brick and mortar store where I can show my products. But the reality of how retail is set up is that if I was to sell through retail channels, the price would be double because of the, how the margins are built throughout the process. So by selling directly to the customer, I can sell at wholesale prices. So I can deliver the best quality for the best price, nothing to do with it being cheap, but just delivering that value.
And you talk about, you know, caring about the employees. Tell me how that's going to work. They have a part of the company, or how does that work?
I don't have any employees right now, but that is definitely something that I'm going to think about, is caring for the people that work for me. Right now, I'm looking at my supply chain and trying to stay as close to it as possible. One in every six people in the world actually work in the retail industry. So there's an incredible amount of hands that go into every single product that we buy in our stores. So I'm looking at really getting to know my suppliers. Most of them happen to be based in the U.S., and I'm trying to create deep and lasting relationships with them and make sure that everyone that is involved in the process is being treated fairly as they're making the clothes.
So tell me how you got to this point. I mean, what made you decide that you wanted to open your own company?
Yes, so I grew up in Syracuse. My parents came here when I was young from Poland. I always had a bit of an interest in entrepreneurship when I was growing up. So I picked a university that had an entrepreneurship program, and I had some great experiences there. And then I started working in fashion after college. So I moved to Europe, and I worked for one of the biggest retailers in the world. I was in merchandising. I worked in buying. So I did product development for private label, as well as buying brands. And this kind of nagging feeling of entrepreneurship came back. And I had this little kind of feeling in the pit of my stomach. And I loved my job. It was really a lot of fun. I loved the people that I worked with. But someone smart said to me once, follow your bad feelings, which sounds strange. But if you think of a feeling like jealousy, it's not a great feeling to have, but it's telling you something. It's telling you there's something deep inside you that you want. So I decided to listen to that. And I forced myself to walk into my boss's office and quit my dream job. And it was so scary. I literally was about to throw up, but I did it. And I went traveling. So my wife and I went for 10 months, mostly around Australia and New Zealand. And we just saw these amazing places. And in New Zealand, we stayed with a lot of families and saw the way that they really care for this amazing place that they live in. Everyone composts in their kitchen. They make their houses with these huge windows. Everyone has these huge windows in their houses. They just love to see outside. And we got a lot from that. We did Southeast Asia as well, Indonesia, you know, Myanmar, Thailand. And I really had this idea to start a retail company that is a better global citizen. I started researching sustainable fashion. I remember one day in Bali, we had a long drive, so I scoured my podcasts and I found an interview on the Rich Roll podcast, quite long one, with Andrew Morgan of The True Cost, and he talked all about sustainable fashion. That was the day that I learned about it, in the back of a car in Bali, Indonesia. And I recommend to everybody they watch The True Cost on Netflix. It's free, and there's so much information about sustainable fashion, the impact that fashion has on our planet, and the things that we can do about it.
So you moved back here because you're from this area, and tell me where you went from there.
I moved back last March, and the first thing that I did was went to the WISE Symposium.
Look at you. Okay.
It was.
Nice.
My best friend, I grew up right next door to her. I've known her since I was seven, and the second that I was coming back in March, she said, we're going to the WISE Symposium. I'm buying you a ticket for your birthday. And it was the best birthday present that I could have gotten. I went, and it was so inspirational. And I met a lot of great women. I got involved with the WISE Center. So that was the first thing. And it's almost a year on, and I'm still in product development. I joke with my peers that I live in this purgatory where I will always be in product development. But, you know, I've learned that it takes a lot of patience. And I'm small, and I'm creating brand new relationships with my suppliers. I'm starting everything from scratch. So it's going to take some time. And the work that I've done with the WISE Center has really helped me move through that and I've realized that it's going to take some time.
And you obviously did the symposium. Have you been taking some other classes down there or anything else? You seem to be pretty involved with the WISE Center, so I wasn't quite sure the whole contact.
Yes, so I work with Lisa Eklund at the WISE Center, and then I've also come for some sessions. I've done her social media courses, and then I've popped in for different courses that they do at lunchtime, which are great.
Yeah. You're helping with the WISE Symposium this year.
Yes, I'm on the committee. There's a lot of us on the committee, so I help out where I can. I go to the meetings and listen and, you know, try to help out with things that come up in the meetings. And I also have a table. at the WISE Symposium to showcase my product, which will hopefully I'll have final samples by then.
Well, you kind of already said this, but I guess if, you know, there are people that are listening saying, I don't know if I want to follow that bad feeling that I'm thinking about. I mean, what would be your advice for someone who is thinking about starting their own business?
Just do it. Literally, just do it. I mean, we live in the best time in the world to do something like this in the history of the world because the barriers are coming down and it's not easy. It's never going to be easy and it's never going to be fast, but look at the resources around you. We have these social media platforms that are free to use where you can connect with people. We have things like Kickstarter. I'm going to use a website called iFundWomen that the mission is to help close the funding gap for female-owned businesses. And they're going to help me fund my first production run with a pre-sales campaign. There's all of these resources that you can use. And all you have to do is show up and keep going when you find those challenges. I had a funny experience. Rick Tamblyn, I really enjoyed his presentation at the WISE Symposium last year. And everybody wanted a little bit more time with him. So he was very gracious and he gave an hour of his time for anybody that wanted to come for like a group, you know, any questions they had, any coaching, any follow-up from the WISE Symposium. I signed up and I was the only person that was there with Joanne. So
on a Zoom call.
On a Zoom call. Yeah. So I had a personal hour with Rick Tamblyn.
Hour.
Which was amazing.
He loved you.
And I think, you know, I really saw from that, like, you just have to show up. You just have to show up.
Let's talk a little bit about your connection with One Group, because I hear that you are a new client of One Group. So tell me about that connection.
I've been looking for insurance and for a lawyer that I connect with for a long time. And I met Rena from the One Group at a WISE Symposium meeting. And she invited me for a coffee and we met and I ended up becoming a client of theirs. And it's just amazing what happens when women connect with each other and support each other.
Well, because you have, you know, a passion and you have education in one background, but insurance or, you know, making sure your payroll's all right, that would not be something probably that your forte is in.
Exactly. I need help. I absolutely need help. And do you know what? Even with the experience that I have working in retail, I thought at first I wouldn't need help with even the retail or the product development side of it, but I pushed myself to get it and I hired a consultant, did an accelerator program for sustainable fashion businesses, and I'm so happy that I did. And I've worked with so many amazing women, and all along the way, areas I do have experience in, areas that I don't, I always get something from reaching out.
You're so enthusiastic. I feel like I want to buy your activewear right now. But, I mean, can you talk a little bit? I know you're just in product development,
yes.
But just some products that you're going to be featuring?
Yes. So
something that will make me look 20 pounds lighter in activewear? How are you feeling about that sustaining?
Sustaining the donuts.
Sustaining 10 pounds off me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sustain the donuts. That's part of what it's all about for me, actually, is celebrating women where they are and just for the joy of it. I mean, it's literally called Active Joy because it's about getting out there and going to the rock climbing gym for the first time and meeting the great community that they have there or doing your personal best in a 5K. You know, all of those things that just bring you joy from getting out there and doing things and looking the way that you are. I look at the representation in the fashion industry and I think that it's incredibly powerful when you see yourself reflected out in the world. And I think that fashion can do better in that sense. And I want to do better. But going back to your original question, so I'm starting with very small signature products, so two variations of my signature legging, and with a matching low-impact sports bra. So hopefully I'll be able to source a beautiful polyester fabric that's made from recycled plastic bottles. And the way that works is that plastic bottles are made from the same petroleum-based product that polyester is made from. So actually some very clever people have found a way to break down plastic bottles to spin them into yarn to make them into polyester.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing what can happen in this world. So you don't use the petroleum to make the polyester in the first place. And the process uses much less water and energy as making virgin polyester as well. And so I'll have these signature products and hopefully they'll be available for pre-sale in May on iFundWomen and then on my website, myactivejoy.com as well.
Well, my goodness, what a great story. I wish you just a ton of luck, and you are so fun
Thank
to
you.
Talk to.
Yeah.
Joanne, anything to add forever. With this effervescent interview we've had?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is the one word we talked about in the very beginning, determination, getting here during the snowstorm. And look at what Aggie is doing. and so determined that she is, and taking advantage of everything that's happening at the WISE brand, at One Group, and being so attentive to her future and her growth.
I see big things.
It's amazing.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.